We're doing the Lashot Aran. We're up to page Chaf Dalet in the Shalem edition, Lamed Aleph in the Mishor edition, Samach Gimel in the Mosad Erev Kook edition. And we've been discussing the Nochach Ishto in the Machon Shalem edition. It's at the top of the page where at the word Aval. The Ran had explained that Hoshet Shad is that Lenochach Ishto means, the drash of Lenochach Ishto means his wife was also davening for children, but the Pasuk doesn't say it overtly because God accepted his prayer and not hers. But pshat in the Pasuk, I think we could explain it the following. If you have something that's going to change, and even if something's going to change in an unusual way, in a miraculous way, Yuchan lishona ladavar asher yishtane elav. In order for that change to take place, so the thing has to be prepared for the change. In order for something to change, if a person is going to change, he has to prepare for that change. Lo shiyetak el ha'inyan azar etzlo beteva v'odenu al inyano rishon. A person can't have a miraculous change occur to him when he's still the same person. We stand there and we think, next year is going to be a better year. Next year I'm going to get up on time. Next year I'm going to focus on my learning. Next year I'm going to keep mitzvot, speak respectfully to my parents. Next year, wait a second, how's it all going to happen? You're just going to stand there on Rosh Hashanah and say, Rabon Shalom, let this year be a better year? No. You want something to change, be it in a miraculous way, be it in a natural way, there has to be preparation. Ki'ilu tomar, as though you say, ki Rivka odena mizgah rishon, Rivka, she was barren, she couldn't have kids. If she'd be in the same form she was initially, ve'al herkavat evara hachliyim hamchayvim ha'akrut, and if her capacity to have children would be the same, her limbs that should have potential for housing a baby were fashioned in a way that forced her to be barren, meaning her structure was off. Rivka had an abnormality. She couldn't have kids physically. And you'd say, well, God's going to make a miracle, now she could have kids. She has no womb, now she's going to have a child anyway. Kibla rayon ve'yalda, suddenly she'll become pregnant and have a child. Ein ha'inyan ken, doesn't work that way. Aval letfilat Yitzchak echin Hashem yitbarach mizga, but rather, what Hashem did was, through Yitzchak's prayer, Hashem changed her nature. V'tzalcha harkavata le'erayon. And then, her composition changed to give her the capacity to have the pregnancy. Meaning, a miracle could happen in one of two ways. If let's say I'm going to fly, so God could make me grow wings, or God can make it that you could fly without wings, change all of nature to make it work for me, or else change something in me so that I could, within the laws of nature, function. Well, usually God does the latter, right? Change something within the person so that he could succeed. So if Rivka is going to have children, and naturally she's built in a way that she cannot have children, then something has to change in her, or in the laws of the nature of the world. One or the other. Well, God wasn't changing the laws of the nature of the world, but what God was going to change her. And this change, well, that's where we're on a different level from God, where we're down here, God's up there. And whatever God wants to change, Hashem has his emissaries, what we would call malachim, that cause the change. He brings us a concept, a deep philosophical concept, which is really one of the roots of Kabbalah, if applied correctly, but I don't know any of this. He says the following: if something changes below, then logic would dictate that something changes above as well. This is a pivotal concept in Kabbalah. This is one of the concepts, and this is where Kabbalah borders on On Kfira, you got to know exactly what you're talking about. Like everything, once you get into the depths, into the secrets of Torah. If we describe a ladder, you can't move a part of the ladder without moving the whole ladder. In some way. Right? If the way it's described in Kabbalah is the Gemara brings the story that Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Yoshua, was deathly ill, and he went out for a few moments, and when he came back, his father asked him, what'd you see? So he said, Olam hapuch hayiti. I saw an upside down world. What does it mean, an upside down world? So there exists in Kabbalah the concept that we see trees with the roots down below and the fruits growing on top. And I saw the world, he saw the world with the roots up on top and the fruits down below. And that's the concept that really this world is the fruits of what's going on up there. And what we do down here can affect what's up there. What's up there affects what's down here. But it's attached. It's like a ladder. You can't move one part of the ladder without moving the other part of the ladder. So if Rivka is going to be affected down below, that suddenly she could have children, that affects, something has to be affected up on top. Oh! You know what you're saying, or it's your own thought? So that's the idea. I wasn't making up what I'm talking about. That's the idea that the Chaim discusses in Nefesh HaChaim, what's considered the opening book of the Kabbalah. And Nefesh HaChaim, he says what you're saying. That this is all about Kavana. He says our thoughts and our actions have tremendous potential up above. You have to see Nefesh HaChaim. He has whole chapters on this concept. This is the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, what you just said. It's, okay. Ve'lezeh amru rabbeinu zal. And that's why our sages said, "Ein haKadosh Baruch Hu nifra meuma ad shenifra me'Elohei tchila." God doesn't punish a nation till He takes care of their angel up above first. V'eskimu zeh lekama psukim, and v'esmichu zeh lekama psukim. Our sages aligned it with a few verses. Among them, the verse that says, "Yikod Hashem al tzva marom b'marom v'malcha adama b'adama." God takes an accounting of the heavenly armies, and then the kings down below. Ramu, and also the verse says, God says, and in all the godly representatives of Mitzrayim, I'll do justice, as I'm coming to do the plague on the Egyptians. It goes hand in hand. God's upset at the Egyptians down below, so He's going to take care of their angels up above. Wait a second. But He's upset at the Egyptians down below. Why do their angels up above have to suffer? They omnam. But if you take a good look at it, you'll see that it has to be this way. The who, and that is the following concept, which is where we'll have to pick up. Next week, we're out of time.